to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 48. I actually thought it was in 49. I thought it was closer to 50. I'm actually buzzing to get to that 50. This week, I'm going to talk about a few different things. So this week, I have been doing a challenge week inside my free Facebook community. I have 272 women in that group. So I'm buzzing to have such an amazing response and amazing women ready to change their lives. And what we've been doing this week in their challenge week is we've just been kind of breaking things down a little bit. And obviously, in a wee 10-minute, 15-minute video each day with a wee quick bit of knowledge, a wee quick action steps, like, you can't get to the nitty-gritty. But it just starts people on a journey and starts people, like, thinking about these things. So day one was identity and the fact that when we transform, we have to shift our identity. So we have to shift into this new identity. And if it's too, if we shift too quickly and it's too far removed from who we know ourselves to be, often that can lead in that kind of spiral and ending up back where we started, or sometimes even worse off. So it's about changing those wee 1% and just looking at who is it we want to be? Why is it we want to change? So the why is really, really important. The why is probably the most important part. Like, is this for somebody else or is this for you? Because if it's for somebody else, again, that why is not strong enough to take you through the trials and tribulations that are life and transformation. Nobody says it's going to be easy when you're transforming, and this can be transforming in any shape or form. It could be transforming your mind, transforming your body, transforming your job, transforming your life. Transformation can take on so many forms, and that's why I've kind of not really stipulated like what this empowerment and transformation is, because for everybody it's different, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay. Not everybody is in the whole wanting to lose weight and wanting to change their body, but a lot of people are. But I am very much a believer that you have to change your mind first. Your mind, when your mind changes, everything else starts to fall into place, because your standards become higher, your boundaries become more set. So day number one was about that identity, shifting that identity. What is the why and where is it they want to be? And then the day number two was about limiting beliefs. So I could speak about limiting beliefs forever. I feel like a lot of people maybe don't understand them, or maybe they don't recognize that they're there, and they just think it's just them. Again, it's maybe that identity, they're just stuck in that identity. And actually, a limiting belief is your mind's way to keep you safe. It's a protective measure. So when you have that fear of failure, when you have that fear of judgment, when you have that lack of self-belief, whatever it is, whatever the excuses you've got kind of holding you back from who you want to be and where you want to be, it's there to be challenged. And in challenging it is where you see the growth, is where you get to the other side. It's that there's a something I shared yesterday, was like, the only way is through. Like, you can't skip it. The only way to get to the person you want to become is by challenging those limiting beliefs and doing the scary thing, like, and stepping into maybe uncomfortable positions. They are the things that are going to make you grow. And it's not about having the confidence to do it first. I've said this before in the podcast. It's about having the courage to step into those uncomfortable, scary sometimes, like maybe being quite exposed. It's having the courage to step into these things that you know are going to grow you. And then I give the team action steps to start looking at that. And again, I keep reiterating to them that, like, it needs to be gradual. You have to just take one thing at a time. So that's why I'm giving them quite a lot of information in these 4 days. But if they were to try and do it all, it becomes too overwhelming. And that's when you end up going, I'm not getting anywhere. And then you can break trust with yourself. And then when you break trust with yourself, then it enhances that thought process of the limiting beliefs, and that you're not good enough, and that you're not, able to do it and all those sort of things. So it's about baby steps to build that trust within yourself to then reach these new levels. And every single thing that I have transformed in the last 4 or 5 years hasn't been a quick fix. It has been gradually tweaking and changing and learning and overcoming. And it has literally took years to get to where I am. And so, and I said this in Monday's live, people only think about this next 6 weeks, the next 8 weeks, the next even 6 months. People don't think about the 6 years. Where do you want to be in 6 years' time? Because what you do now is going to hugely impact who you want to be in 6 years' time, 10 years' time, 20 years' time. So think about whatever age you are just now, where do you want to be in the future? Where do you want to be in 5 years' time? Where do you want to be in 10 years' time? Where do you want to be in 15 years' time? And when you can look at that, you then know that your actions have to match who that is now. So it's now you need to start doing these changes that your future self will thank you for. And day number three yesterday was about health. So in my opinion, I think that the five key principles of health is nutrition, hydration, sleep, movement, and environment. Now, none of them did I say the gym. I am a massive advocate for the gym. I love the gym. Not all the time, because sometimes you get to the point where you're like, oh, I hate this place. But you again, it's a peaks and a troughs, so you go through it and you come out the other side. But these things are so important with regards to your health, both mentally and physically. Nutrition, obviously, for the obvious reasons, your food is your fuel. I was saying, like, you can't expect to put petrol in a car, in a diesel car, and expect it to go and run efficiently. So if you're fueling yourself with ultra processed foods, if you're fueling yourself on like Red Bulls and coffee and sweeties and stuff like that, all these things are going to give you a quick hit of energy and then a massive, massive crash. And thinking about if you were to re rewind time and go back to like our cavemen days, they all ate what they could either hunt or grow. So meat or plants. So if you think back to then, like that's where our natural self came from. Like that's what nature's kind of provided for us, if you like. So it's quite important to think about these things and to think and just to kind of shift your perspective on what is food. And I'd say in my wee slides today, I always put up like a wee recap. That think about like if you read the back of a packet and you can't understand the ingredients, then it's probably shite. So the most is if you can make your diet as whole as possible, as full of nutrients as possible, that's not to say bin all the chocolate, bin all the cakes, bin all whatever. I still have all these different things, but it's being mindful of what you're having in the majority of your time, and majority of your food. Number two is hydration. Super, super important. Our body is made up, I think I said 80% yesterday, it's 60% of water. I actually seen a wee statistic today that was saying that, let me find that. So up to 60% of the human adult body is water, according to Mitchell and other 1945, I'm assuming they're scientists. The brain and heart compose of 73% water, and the lungs are about 83% water. The skin contains 64% water, and the muscles and kidneys are 79%, and even the bones are watery at 31%. Now, I don't know if that's entirely true, but it's incredible though. Our body is made up of a lot of water, and we secrete water all the time. When you cry, when you yawn, and then the water comes out your eyes, when you obviously urinate, when you sweat, all these different things, you're secreting water all the time. And we need water to survive. Like we need that more than food to survive, because our body is made up of so much of it. So it's really, really important to make sure we are. What's the word I'm looking for? It's gone, it's gone. Replenishing, that's the word. We are replenishing those sources, and we're replenishing our body of the water that it's secreting every single day. A good way to see if your for your dehydration levels is your urine should be pretty clear. And if it's not pretty clear, you need more water. Again, like a lot of people can become really unhealthy, and a lot of problems can be solved with these simple tools. Drink more water, have more sleep. That's the next one. Number three would be sleep. Sleep is probably, I would say, the most powerful tool, both negatively and positively, for your day-to-day life. So if you, it can be potentially that really damaging. So if you don't have a good quality of sleep, you're more likely to be grouchy, like sluggish. Your focus is going to be quite low. You're going to naturally want to crave more sugary things to give you that energy hit, that kind of a dopamine hit, which will then hit you with a big crash, which will then mean you want more of those sugary things to give you that quick hit again. And I think I said your productivity will be low, and your reactions to things will be much more explosive or much more reactive, I suppose. Because with low quality sleep, we've probably all been there. I know I have, certainly. And I have been like in that pure rabbit hole with sleep all the time. I think I talked about this. I've talked about this so many times. But even when I have, like, I can definitely feel the difference in my day and in my even my training, my choices when I have had a better quality of sleep. And it is quality over quantity. So things to help with that would be things like having a better routine, like a sleep routine. And I said that and it's like, say, think like a baby, you would have their wee routine when they've settled down. Blah, blah, blah. We are no different. We are still human beings. Less screen time, and yeah, making sure you're in bed at a reasonable time and doing that whole settling down routine and making just trying to get that quality as primed as possible. They say you should have 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. I'm most optimal when I have about eight. And even when I'm closer to seven, I can feel the kind of sluggishness a wee bit. So everybody is different. They all have their own stuff, their own kind of a internal what works for them, but absolutely nobody is exempt from needing a decent quality of sleep. Give me a second to take a wee sip of my decaf. Hopefully you didn't hear that big swallow. Okay, number four was the movement. So again, absolutely, I love the gym, but you're going outside and having a walk will give you much more of a return than going to the gym. Now, I am not saying don't go to the gym. If like the gym is really good for, like, especially strength training is really good for like your muscle growth and like the leanness of your muscle and your strength and all that sort of stuff. Absolutely, the gym is 100% good for that. It's good for injury prevention. It's good for like osteoporosis prevention when you're older, because you're working on the muscles and the you're moving and all that sort of stuff. So there's so many benefits to going to the gym. However, not from like a total daily expenditure, energy expenditure point of view. You will get much more of a return from going to walk. You also will get vitamin D, potentially not if you're in Scotland. You will also get breath work, that's another total different separate chat. But you also get fresh air, yeah, outside, getting in some fresh air. You will also get a massive, maybe not massive, but you will get a boost in your energy. So see, when you're feeling really tired, and I can't be bothered going this walk, I feel really tired, 100% is the time to go, because that is going to boost your energy. Now, not to say do that when you're about to go to bed, obviously not, but you'll get a massive natural energy boost. Again, it's nature, it's being outside. Your body, your mind need that. Like, they need that, like being outside, being in that peace. Like I said, cave, like let's go back to cavemen. We were outside all the time. Do you know what I mean? So all these natural resources of nature are so powerful when it comes to your, especially your mental health, especially your mind and your wellness. And number five was environment, which was probably a bit of a weird one to put in with health. But I 100% believe that you can have a you are who you surround yourself with, or you become who you surround yourself with. That'd be people and places. So if there's anything that's like the kind of low hanging fruit, if there's anything that's like pulling you down, dragging you down, really unsupportive, maybe you can't cut them off, but maybe limit your time with these people. And I thought somebody was coming in the door there. So yeah, maybe limit your time with these people and just be mindful of how you're feeling around the people and the places that maybe just don't quite serve you. And also, equally on the flip side of that, start to encourage stepping into other environments that you know will make you grow. Maybe people who are inspiring you. Maybe people who have higher standards that you will maybe want to kind of adopt. Because the power in that is massive. When you are in the right rooms, when you are surrounded by the right people, they will enhance your hunger for growth. And equally, if you're in the rooms that nobody's thriving, everybody's just surviving, then equally that will, it's like an energy, it's contagious. So that was my wee five from yesterday, and then today is the last day. So I've actually not decided what I'm going to talk about today. So that can be, I'll tell you about that next week. But because I feel like there's so many branches to this that you could be, yeah, I could speak about every single one of these things, first of all, for days. But there's so much you could share and delve into. But what I am doing is I'm going to have a masterclass on Monday. So I'm going to have an unsure to unstoppable masterclass for anybody who's just wanting that wee boost, that wee kick up the backside, that wee bit of motivation, bit of kind of a actionables. I'm going to have a masterclass on Monday. Monday it's called Unsure to Unstoppable. And this eventually will be something that I sell to people. So at the moment it's going to be a free webinar. So please, 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 if you're interested, I'm afraid it's just for females. Sorry, guys. If you're interested, drop me a message on any of my social media channels and give me your email address and I can send you over the link for it. I'm really, really excited about it. Like I said, I am so passionate about the brain. I'm so passionate about how you can evolve and grow and learn and transform and continue to transform. I don't even feel like I'm even at the surface yet, and I don't even think there is a surface. I think it's just an never ending evolution, and that's what life's all about. It's like learning and growing and pushing and seeing where you can take yourself to, if that's what's for you. So drop me a message if you want to come along to that webinar. It'll be on Zoom. And yeah, have an absolutely magical day, magical week, magical time. And I will see you guys again, or you will hear me again next week. Have a fabulous day.